Welcome back to the audio version of the Self-Esteem Book. We now bring you Part 8.
Chapter 26, The Power of a Daily Action Commitment. We build our self-esteem one empowering thought at a time. There is an old riddle that asks, how do you eat an elephant? The answer, of course, is one bite at a time. The concept of a daily action commitment reflects this practical wisdom. It involves a promise to take part in some definitive, specific action each and every day toward the accomplishment of your goals and in support of your new self-image. It takes advantage of the power of consistent, meaning day in and day out, and persistent, meaning until the objective is reached, activity, in order to realize a worthwhile achievement. By adopting a daily action commitment in each area of your life, you will methodically make daily progress toward your goals. Your daily action commitment will need to specifically address the particular results that you seek to achieve. In the six areas of life, here are some examples of powerful daily action commitments. Each of the following is to be done on a daily basis. In the realm of health and appearance, exercise 30 minutes. Eat healthful, nutritious foods. Avoid high-fat or deep-fried foods. Walk 3 miles. Avoid alcohol and cigarettes. Floss your teeth. Brush your teeth 3 times daily. Bathe and groom. Dress for success when in public. Lift weights. Play a sport. Work out at the gym. In the realm of wealth, finances, career, and occupation, save $40 a day. Invest $40 a day. Read 30 minutes about how to manage your finances. Send out 5 resumes. Meet 2 new people at work. Do 1 bold action at work that stretches you outside of your comfort zone. Attend 1 course to further your education. Strengthen 1 relationship at work. In the realm of relationships, make 1 new friend monthly. Connect with 1 old friend monthly. Acknowledge someone for his or her contribution to you. Complete a strained relationship each day until there are no strained relationships remaining. Champion 3 people in some way. In the area of family, do 1 nice thing for each family member. Tell everyone in your family that you love them. Forgive every family member for his or her faults. Tell your children something nice about them. Have at least 1 meal together as a family. Spend at least 30 minutes talking as a family. Spend at least 30 minutes of quality time with everyone in your immediate family. Remember that each of these actions are daily. In the realm of personal and/or spiritual development, read something inspirational for 30 minutes. Listen to personal development tapes in your car during drive time. Pray, meditate, or worship in your own way for at least 30 minutes. Do something nice for someone less fortunate than you. Have a 30-minute coaching call with an experienced coach. Participate in a 15-minute accountability report to your coaches. Incorporate 1 new personal development principle from the Success Code books. In the realm of recreation and fun, spend at least 30 minutes doing something that you love. Play a game. Take a walk. Spend 30 minutes with your fun coach. By the way, young children make the best fun coaches. Hire one today to be yours. Do a hobby for a certain time each day. Do something fun with your spouse or with a friend. And in the area of building your self-esteem, let's look at how you can champion yourself. Acknowledge yourself for something commendable. Forgive yourself. Forgive someone else. Treat yourself to something special. Develop a new habit that makes you feel good. Read 1 chapter of a personal development book. Listen to inspirational audio tapes for 30 minutes. Have a 1-hour coaching session with your coach. Here is an exercise. Please take a few minutes now to record your daily action commitment in each of the 6 areas of life. Again, they are health and appearance, wealth, finances, career, and occupation, relationships, family, personal and/or spiritual development, recreation, and fun. Will your faithful implementation of your daily action commitment bring about the results you desire? Daily, ask yourself, what is missing from my daily action commitment that would better support my esteem, values, goals, and vision? Then take your answers and work them into your next day's plan. In the same way, go through each area of your life and identify those actions that would best support your goals if performed weekly and monthly as opposed to daily. These weekly action commitments and monthly action commitments will combine with your daily action commitments to include all regular, repeatable activities that will contribute to you being the person that you've decided to be. Dealing with challenges. Of course, as soon as you set goals and make commitments, you can bank on challenges appearing that will threaten to derail your well-made plans. If you're pursuing your goals from the perspective of convenience instead of commitment, you'll likely face a crisis when your quest is no longer very convenient. Without fear, your reasonable expectation that problems will arise, together with a firm commitment to do whatever it takes to find a way to effectively break through these challenges, will be necessary to keep yourself on the road toward your vision. Rather than fearing the onset of problems, decide to embrace them when they do show up. Every problem contains within it the gifts needed for a breakthrough. A commitment to effectively manage problems means doing whatever is necessary to stay the course. Those committed to finding a way will always find one. Chapter 27. Put an accountability structure in place. Mike Smith of the Freedom Foundation tells us that our society firmly believes that problems are bad and that they're to be avoided, and that there's something wrong with people who have problems. Shift your interpretation to embrace problems and look for the gifts that they conceal. Do not fall into the trap of thinking that having a problem means that there's something wrong with you. Doing so will needlessly damage your self-esteem. If you have followed along and done the exercises suggested to this point, I acknowledge you for your commitment to reinventing yourself and elevating your self-esteem. However, in spite of your best intentions, life challenges do get in the way of following through on your action plan from time to time. For this reason, your excellence will be well supported by implementing an accountability structure to ensure that you follow through on what you've committed to doing. There are many accountability structures that you might put into place. First, hire a coach to support your accountability and champion your progress. Many coaching organizations, including our own company, the Center for Personal Reinvention, provide expert life and business coaches to support you in deliberately designing your life and/or your business. Also, get together with like-minded friends who have committed to their own life action plans. Agree to speak weekly to answer the questions that we'll discuss in a few moments. Call or meet with either one friend or with a small group of friends once a week. Also, create an email support group. You can create such a group for free at www.yahoogroups.com. Invite your accountability partners to report their progress, either daily or weekly, depending upon what the group agrees. These questions should take no more than a few sentences via email. A reporting call should limit each participant to a brief 5-minute report. In your reports, briefly answer the following questions. 1. What is your daily action commitment? 2. Did you do it yesterday? If not, what did you do? 3. What worked well? 4. What was missing that, if put into place, would best support tomorrow to be better? 5. What will you do next? Any challenges can be best addressed on a separate coaching call with the appropriate coaches present to support your progress. It will support you to have a structure to deal with challenges as they show up as well. These can include a mastermind group to brainstorm possibilities, a coach to champion you and provide direction, a resource team knowledgeable in the areas of your goals, research materials and references that cover the topics you seek to accomplish, and an effective time management program that allows you to prioritize and schedule your commitments properly. Personal and group coaching programs. The value of coaching to support your business and your life. Everyone needs a coach. In our daily lives as well as in our businesses, we typically deal with life challenges in the best way that we know how. If we knew what it would take to be more effective in our relationships, more productive in our activities, or more successful in reaching our goals, we would surely change accordingly. The only access we ordinarily have to impact our lives comes from the areas of what we know and what we don't know. In our efforts to achieve more, we usually resort to increasing what we do know by learning to do things a little bit better, a little differently, or we simply do more of a behavior that produced a certain result for us in the past. This behavior can produce small, incremental increases in our ability to impact our business and our world. Likewise, by educating ourselves in the arena of what we don't know, this knowledge then becomes part of what we do know. If you are computer literate and you learn to adeptly operate a computer, you will have successfully converted something that you do not know into something that you do know. More than 95% of our efforts are spent in these two arenas, what we know and what we don't know. However, our most extraordinary growth comes from outside the arena of what we know or what we don't know. This composes the vast variety of ideas that we're blind to, not knowing that they even exist. It's in the arena of what we don't know that we don't know that breakthroughs occur. So how can you gain access to this fertile territory if you don't even know that it exists? The answer lies in recruiting the help of a coach who can support you to explore this rich domain that is outside of your customary perspective and behaviors. Your coaches should be individuals who possess the key principles that make them powerful in the particular arena that they offer coaching in. A coach may be powerful in some arenas, but not necessarily in others. The same person who is qualified to coach you in business matters may be totally unqualified to coach you in the arena of relationships or in spiritual matters. True coaches do not give advice or lend their opinions. They are value-based, not ego-based. They don't manipulate or exploit you to carry out their own agendas. They're totally non-judgmental. They are not the same as counselors or therapists either. They don't try to protect, control, or rescue those that they're coaching. They instead listen for where you may be experiencing challenges or you may be missing some key element that, if put into place, would produce a desired result. Coaches support us in seeing something that we may not be aware of by listening both to what we say and to what we leave out. They empathize with the person being coached, but they are not emotionally attached to an outcome. They serve to champion people to have their lives work optimally. They do this by asking questions, exploring possibilities, making powerful requests, and at times confronting issues that need to be examined. Skilled coaching is a fine art and a highly valuable service. For a coaching relationship to be possible, there must exist an open willingness on the part of the person being coached to endure and actively participate in the process. Of course, total confidentiality must exist to allow the freedom to explore any and all sensitive areas. The absence of judging and advice creates the opening needed to fully examine any possibility. Coaching is typically undertaken in any of the six major areas of life. Again, these are business, career, health, wealth, relationships, spirituality, personal development, or recreations and passions. A good coach will clarify if his or her coaching client is open to explore any or all of these areas, or if the coaching relationship is agreed to be limited to only one or more areas. True coaches interact with honor. They respect others, and at the same time, they're not reluctant to call someone on their stuff out of a solid commitment to champion that person's excellence and their best interests. Successful coaches listen for what may be missing to accomplish the result or to honor a person's values. They lead by example and champion others to step into leadership. They commit themselves to pursuing their client's excellence, and yet they're not attached to his or her responses. They ground themselves in value-based personal development principles. They hold those that they coach as totally capable and competent while looking for what might be missing for them to fully experience their magnificence. They nurture their clients to be their best and live with passion while accomplishing their goals. They never make their clients feel small or dependent. They champion the client to be the best that they can be while staying invisible as a coach. The coach's ego must not be a factor in the relationship. Great coaches tell the truth and don't step over uncomfortable topics or situations in order to avoid discomfort or looking good. They create a safe environment that allows the client to be vulnerable and open to possibilities. They support their coaching clients in an accountability structure, ensuring that they follow through on what they say that they'll do. They support the free flow of ideas and conversations for possibilities through idea streaming. It is helpful for any coaching relationship to begin by developing clarity with respect to the client's overall vision. This vision should include every aspect of the person's life and business. From this wide-ranging perspective, it is then possible to develop a plan to accomplish any goals. These goals blend into the big picture by fulfilling or working toward one aspect of that vision's realization. A productive coaching relationship can focus on either a life or a business project. In the realm of business, a coaching relationship is often best undertaken within the context of a project or an action plan that is grounded in time. By focusing on producing specific and measurable results, a coach can support a client to best work through any business obstacles or life challenges en route to the accomplishment of one's goals. A coach can also assist in gaining clarity on all conditions of satisfaction that may be important to a project's fulfillment. Such conditions may include those non-measurable items that need to be put into place for a project to be considered a success. These can be developing stronger relationships with family members, spending quality time with children, devoting a minimum amount of time daily to meeting one's own needs, or taking a well-deserved vacation, just to name a few. Many people mistakenly assume that they can be successful in business without being successful in other areas of their lives. While important, our businesses form only one component of our lives. If there is an imbalance in any of the six prominent areas of our lives, any business accomplishment will somehow fall incomplete. For this reason, a good coach will support a client to adopt a whole thinking perspective with mastery of all areas of life as the ultimate goal. For this reason, personal development is an essential component of any business coaching relationship. As one undertakes the personal improvement process, increased business productivity will surely result. Just as an Olympic athlete in pursuit of a gold medal would not think of undertaking such an accomplishment without the support of a coach, most people would also benefit from a coaching relationship. Coaching can add fun and excitement to every aspect of your life as you take on the challenge of reinventing yourself and your business, always in search of excellence. And of course, one of the major benefits of an ongoing coaching relationship is that you will develop the coaching skills yourself that will be necessary for you to impact the lives of other people. If you're in business and you don't yet have a coach who is committed to championing your success, I strongly encourage that you look into such a relationship and how it might support your goals and how it might move your business and your life forward with velocity. The Center for Personal Reinvention offers individual and group coaching programs that support people to realize their business and their life goals while designing a life of choice and without regrets. For more information on hiring a coach, please contact me at drjrubino@email.com. That's drjrubino@email.com. Or call me at 888-821-3135. Chapter 28, Acknowledge Yourself Daily. President Woodrow Wilson once said, "All the extraordinary men I have known were extraordinary in their own estimation." By now, you can see how taking responsibility for living in alignment with your vision could give you fulfillment and passion while honoring your values. This in turn can only help raise your self-esteem. Still, if you're accustomed to judging yourself harshly, you will need to recognize this tendency and decide instead to acknowledge yourself for some worthy accomplishment on a daily basis. Get into the habit of noticing those things that you do well. Acknowledge yourself with praise every time you catch yourself doing something commendable. As you better recognize numerous occasions to excel, you will champion yourself to reach new heights on a regular basis. As you go about your day, visualize opportunities to be proud of yourself, as if you're standing at a fork in the road. To the left of the fork lies the possibility of acting as you often have, in a way that lowers your self-opinion. This path involves blame, fault, and shoulds. It means taking the easy way out, only to regret your decision later. It may look like doing what is convenient, hiding from your power, not communicating forcefully, or fearfully selling out the other person by stepping over something. It may mean choosing to look good or be liked instead of following your intuition or your conscience. The other pathway, which I'll call the path of heart, involves risking courageously as you honor your values. It means telling the truth, and acting in sync with your commitments. It is doing what you know in your heart is the right thing. When you decide to take this path, you build self-esteem by living in harmony with your vision. The more you decide to consciously take this path, the easier the choice becomes. So to build your self-esteem, start to become proficient at championing yourself and acknowledge your achievements each time for a job well done. Always remember, as human beings, we're not perfect. Whenever you err, simply forgive yourself, clean up any damage, and recommit to doing better the next time. It's by forgiving yourself and loving yourself first that you'll be able to forgive and to love others. By building your own self-esteem, you'll also have the ability to champion others to do likewise. Select one or more acknowledgement partners and agree to support each other daily with the following exercise. Each day, identify something special about you. Catch yourself doing something commendable. Look for a value that distinguishes you as a worthy, even extraordinary human being. Select a quality that describes you or your progress in your personal development plan. Recognize a special strength that you see in yourself. Then write at least a 100-word paragraph describing how you embody this particular characteristic. Write your paragraph as though you are honoring a very dear and special friend at an awards banquet. Modesty has no place in this exercise. Your report must be a proud and expressive acknowledgement of your magnificence with regard to this point. Have your acknowledgement partners do the same regarding an admirable quality for which they will each recognize themselves. If you are all on email, send your summary to each other daily in that way. If not, fax or mail or read your acknowledgements to each other each day without fail. Rate your partner's paragraph on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being a great job in acknowledging his particular special attribute. If you rate your partner's performance as less than a 10, suggest what you see missing to have him realize his greatness with respect to the trait being acknowledged. Here are some examples of acknowledging such a tribute. For the trait of courage. Today I acknowledge myself for my awesome courage. I am a brave and extraordinary human being. I could have easily wallowed in the self-pity that would kill my spirit and have me forego my dreams and hide out, but that's not who I am. I got dressed this morning and went to the gym with the goal of making at least one new friend. With this commitment in mind, I sought out several people to say hello to and exchange smiles and pleasantries. I selected a treadmill next to the person I targeted to be my friend. I smiled, complimented her on her dedication to her workout, and introduced myself. She did likewise, and before we knew it, we realized that we had quite a bit in common. The time passed quickly as we learned more about each other. I discovered that we both enjoyed playing tennis. I asked her if she might like to play sometime, and she was thrilled at the suggestion. She also suggested that we make plans to work out together again. I'm so proud of myself for displaying such incredible courage and determination. I am a very courageous lady, and I made a great friend. For the trait, being a great listener. Today I acknowledge myself as a great listener. This quality is a tremendous contribution to other people. Rather than focus upon my own agenda, I often offer the gift of listening to heal others. I listen without judgment and without interrupting. People who speak to me really come away from the conversation with a sense of being heard. This is a tremendous way to support others to work through their problems as I validate their own self-worth. As I continue to listen to others, I am offering this great gift of mine. Each time I contribute to raising someone's self-image by allowing them to be heard, I do the same for myself. What an awesome and valuable person I am. For the trait of forgiveness. Today I acknowledge myself for forgiving. I have given up my right to pity myself and recognize that everyone makes mistakes. The first person that I forgave today is myself. I realize that all I can do today and every day is the best that I can do. When I mess up, all I need to do is to recognize my mistake, forgive myself, and commit to doing better next time. I also forgive my spouse for losing his temper with me. I know that he's doing the best that he knows how. When he yells at me, it's about him, and I refuse to take it personally. I forgive him for these lapses and show him love in return each time. I see this does wonders in having him calm down and realize his lack of patience. I see how this quality is a tremendous support to my happiness. What a great human being I am. Here is now an exercise for you. Commit to doing this action daily for at least the next 30 days. It will soon become a habit that will support you in recognizing all of your outstanding qualities.
Thanks for listening. This concludes this part of the Self-Esteem Book. Please continue with Part 9.